I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm pretty excited. I'm always excited, but I'm particularly excited about this week's guests. It's none of that than Clay and James Buckley, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, guys. Are you okay?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well, actually, I had a bit of a stressful morning.
My morning's been great. So that's the end of that story.
That's always how it goes. Our washing machine's broken.
Oh, yeah, there's that, yeah.
So I've had to go to the laundrette all morning, which is just, I've not done that for years since I lived in a flat without a washing machine.
Yeah.
And it takes a long old time, the laundrette stuff.
It's given EastEnders. That's the last time I heard someone talk about a laundrette, to be honest
with you.
You
know what? See, when I was sitting in there, I did sort of feel like I was in an old soap.
Did you feel like dot-com?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully a bit more glamorous. Well, I don't know. Dot was pretty glamorous.
She was a glamorous lady, old Dot.
She was.
She knew her way around a blue eyeliner, did Dot Cotton.
She did. Yeah. That's coming back as well.
She was obviously ahead of her time, mate. I feel like that's pretty standard for I don't mean to make a sweeping generalisation, but a male and female dynamic. I'm always fucking stressed to death and Erkan just seems to be having a really nice fucking time.
Absolutely. You literally took the words out of my mouth there, so I'll leave it at that.
Well, I've still got to go to the laundrette, in my defence, because I do my own clothes, because I don't trust mixing. If it was just me and you, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
As soon as you start adding kids to the mix, to the laundry basket and stuff, then it's just, you know, it's a free-for-all. Things are going missing all over the place. I've only got left socks.
That's true.
I don't have socks that... specifically for each
left and right, yeah. Yeah,
that'd be posh though, wouldn't it?
That would be posh.
I might start telling people I do.
Ooh. I think people would believe it as well.
Do you know what? I didn't question that until you corrected it, to be fair. Left sock. I never thought, how does he know it's the left one?
I'm going to start writing on them all.
Guys, as scintillating as the sock conversation is.
I know, sorry, mate.
No, it's fine. Honestly, I'm just happy to be here. But I would love it if we could. Tell us about yous met, please. Because I feel like yous are such a great couple. There must be a good story.
No, really boring.
It's a bit bollocks. Boring.
Well, boring. Well, I don't know. The way I say it makes it sound quite romantic.
Go
after
on.
That,
what
it turns out.
All right, go on.
Because we were quite a sort of, well, I suppose it was modern at the time. You know, there was some DM slidage going on.
There was, yeah.
Modern day romance.
I'm a gentleman, so I won't say who slid into whose DMs.
Go on, Claire girl. Fucking 2023, isn't it?
But we eventually, I was DJing. You were up in Scotland at the time, wasn't
you?
I was down
so
in the southeast, and I was doing a DJ gig, like a public appearance sort of thing. In Liverpool, and we've been chatting for a little while. We sort of was like, oh, that's sort of halfway. Should we meet up for a little drink and a date and stuff? And we met up and had a bit of a giggle. And then the next day I was like, oh, I'm going back down south and I haven't really got anything to do for the next few days. Are you up to much? And I said, do you want to just come back with me? And then we'd lived together ever since.
Yeah.
No. Ever since?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. My mum always makes a joke that I never actually came back from the first date.
Yeah, we had a laugh, didn't we?
Just hung it.
We don't have as much of a laugh anymore, but it was, you know.
That's, I feel like that's like marriage and kids and everything. You've just got responsibilities, babe. What can I say? It's harder. It does feel as though it was love at first sight, though. Is that too cheesy?
I suppose it is cheesy.
Think about it longer.
No, I'm just saying it is cheesy, isn't it? But it was. It was for me. I can't speak for you, obviously, but my mind was.
I think we kind of even already made up our minds before we met, because there was a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, and, I was just having such a great time chatting with you.
You know, those 3-hour phone calls you have at the beginning of the relationship where you don't even talk about anything, but you don't ever want to hang up.
You walk around whistling and things like that. I remember I was doing a lot of whistling when I first met Claire.
and Dickie Birds help you dress. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's probably... So how long ago was this then?
2010.
Oh, well, actually, hang on. I've got my thing in my diary here. So it is 23. This is 13 years ago, next Wednesday. Exactly. That was the day.
Oh, God. So
13 years.
Little anniversary coming up. What club was it in Liverpool? That's where I went to uni.
I can't remember.
Oh. We first met in the bar of a hotel. I can't remember. Well, the very first place we met was Liverpool train station.
Yeah.
Central Station.
Yeah. So I got off the train and you were standing outside WH Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like love, actually.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think I could option it. I'll give that idea to Richard Curtis and he'll be able to make us millions of it.
It's better than your sock idea, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Well, between that and the sock idea,
we're set for life.
But you've just gone from strength to strength since then. Marriage, kids, successful YouTube channel, successful podcast. Like, there's fucking no stopping you, is there?
It's up and downs. It's strength and then maybe a bit of weakness.
Yeah.
And then you get back up to strength again.
Yeah.
And then it just depends on you, really.
On me?
Yeah, just how sort of, because I'm annoying and I know.
That's true. Yeah, this might all be over tomorrow.
My favourite thing in the world to do is annoy Claire. So it just depends what, you know, if I'm too relentless for a couple of months.
Yeah, you need to chill out a bit. Yeah. Sometimes we're right on the edge of it.
I ease it back. Mm-hmm. And then when I feel like you're getting a bit too cheerful, I go, right, I've got to... Yeah. Got to bring her down a little bit.
Yeah. Obviously, I've made her life too nice. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to piss her right off.
That's it.
I feel like that potentially is all men, though, James.
It's just it's just fun. It's good fun.
You're a wind up guy. You like winding people up, wind the kids up, wind me up, wind the dog up. Nobody's safe.
I do wind the dog up, don't
you? You do, yeah.
Oh, what dog have you got? I feel really sorry for them now.
No, she's fine.
She's a Rottweiler.
She's big Rottie.
Oh, fucking hell. I was expecting, I don't know why, you just gave us like Dachshund vibes, but that's proper the other end of the spectrum there.
Proper dog for us.
An actual dog.
Yeah, I've got two Labradors, I feel like.
Yeah, proper dogs.
Yeah.
Love big dogs, but honestly, I don't know about yours. Mine are fucking feral.
Yeah, she's a bit.
Paisley's not the smartest dog in the world, bless her.
I've never seen a living thing bang their head so much into stuff just constantly. It's as if she's surprised every day that she's got her head.
She's a big dope, isn't she?
She is.
Oh, but they're all gentle giants, Rottweilers. My dog Walker has got one and he's like this massive thing with this huge head and you would shit yourself if you've seen him in the park. But honestly, he's the biggest fanny. I love him.
Butch, he's
called of all things.
Butch. Nice.
Yeah, ours is very soppy, but I wouldn't, I don't know.
Sometimes when people come in, you have workmen and stuff and we were doing our kitchen up last year and sometimes she got a bit scary with him, to be fair.
She wasn't too comfortable with these strangers taking over. Yeah. I'm glad she's on our side.
That's true.
That's all. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
No matter how nice a Rottweiler looks, nobody wants to be on the business end of one.
No.
It's just a good advice for life. James, I really want to talk to you about this, but I don't know if it's so far in the past or whether you're over it. Because I suppose when anyone talks to me about Geordie Shore, I feel a little bit like anxious. I'm a bit, I've done loads since and I'd much rather talk about that or whatever. But you're sort of synonymous with the In Between Us, and it was a huge one. Do you mind talking about it still? Are you super proud of it? Or
absolutely, yeah, really proud of it. And also, I haven't done loads since, so it's so I got to talk about it in a way.
I was thinking about it before I started, and I was like, fucking hell, the last thing I want to do is piss him off by asking him loads of things about the In Between Us, because obviously I'm a super fan, everybody is. And then I was like, well, actually, he was just pretending to be a bit of a helmet on the In Between Us, whereas I was actually being a helmet on Jordy Shaw. So that might be the difference.
I don't know. I think I've got a bit of an idea of how television works, and I'm sure that you were not even subtly, but encouraged to, you know, behave a certain way, or, you know, maybe say things that perhaps you might not have done. I can imagine that's what went on, but it's not for me to say.
No, I mean, I'll say it. There was definitely some gentle coaxing. And of course, we all know we're capable of being arseholes when we've had a drink, which was there in abundance, Claire. But yeah, ultimately, a bit of accountability is quite attractive. I was a bit of a knob. So how did you get the part on the In Between Us? Had you been acting beforehand? Was that your first big role?
Yeah, I've been doing bits and bobs from a young age. I got my first professional job in a musical in the West End when I was about 11. And then ever since then, I was always involved. I was doing sort of one or two bits, either sort of plays or TV work and stuff. And when I got to about the age of 13, 14, I started specifically just getting comedy parts for television. And then when I left school, I did a show called Teachers on Channel 4, which was a sort of comedy drama.
I remember Teachers, yeah.
And then shortly, I think a year after that, that was when I started doing The In-Betweeners.
So how old were you?
It wasn't a year after that at all. I was about, I think I'd just turned 18 when I'd shot the pilot for The In-Betweeners. And then I was maybe just 19 when we started making the first series that you can see on the television.
That's actually quite... I mean, I know there's still an age difference, but in terms of, like, I'm used to watching, like, high school American dramas and stuff where the main characters are, like, 34.
Yeah.
So that's actually quite close then.
Yeah, I think I was...
You're the youngest,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I am the youngest, yeah. I think we've got some... I think a couple of the boys are 40. 39 at least.
Happens to the best of them, mate.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The only thing I regret is that I didn't really concentrate at school that much, and this is all I can do now. So it's a bit scary because I might never work again at any moment. It's never guaranteed. Like, nothing's ever guaranteed. You've always got to sort of keep working if you want to do it.
It's a scary business, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. I'd recommend it if you're, like, clever and
you're starting to fall back.
You've got something to fall back on. I wouldn't just go all in. At all, it's too precarious. You've got to have plates spinning. You've got to diversify.
That's why I've been roped in.
That's it. That's where you come in, Claire.
Is that why you're now involved, babe? Because he was not famous anymore.
He dropped all his plates. What can I say?
All the plates dropped. I didn't drop the plates. COVID dropped the plates.
COVID.
COVID smashed through everyone's plates.
This whole thing was just an accident. This whole thing came from James starting. Yeah, it's great, but it just came from James starting to film him annoying me at home during lockdown. And it's just...
I was bored. I needed something to do. I like to think I'm a creative person, so I always like to be making something. Yeah. And I could have made little vloggy videos and stuff of myself, but I just knew that if I could just get Claire to do it with me, that would be way more interesting. And in fact, now that I think about it, and I'm just thinking about it just now, I don't think Claire ever said yes.
I didn't. And I'll tell you how I remember that, because he spoke about it and I was like, oh, I don't know, it's not really my thing. And then I said, all right, we'll try it and then we'll just see. So I had I was going to go and get my hair done. I was going to get my nails done. I was going to go for a little spray tan.
Good lass.
For this little test. And then he just came down the stairs one day. It was one day we had dropped the kids off at school and it was in December. We were actually going to go and get our Christmas decorations up. And he just came down with the camera and just started filming me. And I was like, James, I don't really have makeup on. And he was like, nah, this will be funny. This will be great. And that was it. That was the first YouTube video. And they just carried on.
Yeah.
And it's called At Home with the Buckleys, right?
Yeah, that took us all of 30 seconds to come up with.
Very creative. Also, you've got to call a spade, mate, sometimes.
That was it.
Yeah. And for anyone who hasn't seen it or has been living under a rock, it's just following you guys at home, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's it. That really is it. And it's as good as it sounds.
It started in lockdown, like I said, and obviously that lasted quite a while in the end. So it was in lockdown, so we couldn't go anywhere, even if we wanted to. So we had to get quite creative. I mean, we were having barbecues in February and everybody was just bored as shit. So you just had to, we did a lot of drinking. A lot of eating. It was good times.
Everyone did, man. Honestly, I come out of lockdown the size of a fucking house, mate. Same. I was fat as butter. You just, without holidays or red carpets or filming to sort of motivate us, I was just sloth-like, positively. Same.
We got into a bit of a bad habit where the school day would end at about 1.
Yeah, the homeschooling.
With the homeschooling, because it'd be the teachers would be
longer
like...
than I would have.
Well, and then it gets about 1 and be like, all right, should we have beer? We've got nothing else to do. We've got to do something.
Yeah, beer and food, that was it.
And we're still sort of, when it gets to an evening during the week, we're making an effort to not have, and I don't mean getting blind drunk every day.
No, just a drink.
But just having one or two beers at the end of the day.
But we never did that before lockdown. No. And it's actually a really bad habit that we do. We are trying to break it, but... because of lockdown, you never ever felt guilty then.
Nah. Well, there was nothing to... I suppose now you sort of feel like, oh, if you have a couple of drinks and you have a cloudy head the next day, your work might suffer or you might run late or X, Y, and Z might happen.
Yeah.
In lockdown, there was no ramifications.
No, that was it.
That was what was scary. It was the lack of time, It just all seemed to...
And responsibility. And well, for people like us anyway, who, like James said, everything just stopped for us. So, but yeah, no, kind of miss it now, actually.
For a lot of people, it was a bizarre situation where it was like, you can almost do everything. You can't leave the house, but you definitely can't work.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, right, so... And that sounds like a dream, doesn't it? But then when it actually happened, it was like...
Yeah, but then when the money starts running...
I better start drinking.
Start drinking and annoying me wife. But so I suppose obviously it was born out, the show's born out of boredom. That actually was how my podcast was created. I was like, oh my god, no one's making TV anymore. Nobody's I'm really nervous. So we created the podcast. I think a lot of people searched for a creative outlet for themselves in that time.
Yeah,
100%. I think I can imagine it was a lot of, it was quite a unique time for people to discover creative talents that maybe they had as well.
Was that the only one you guys found? The YouTube channel? Did you just discover you could do anything else good?
Oh.
Drink?
Yeah.
I reckon you already had that in your locker, Claire.
No, honestly, the pair of us.
I held a lot more than I thought I could.
Yeah, no, we'd done our drinking apprenticeship years ago, me and Claire. Don't you worry about that. we graduated with flying colours.
Well, I started editing because I do the editing of the vlogs, and James sort of he had done a bit of YouTube before we did At Home with the Buckleys, and he sort of knew what he was doing. We sort of downloaded the software. Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's okay.
And he gave me a couple of little.
Proud of you there.
Thanks, mate. He gave me a couple of little on the job lessons, and I just sort of learned how to do it while I've not on the job.
No, it's still fine. It's fine.
So, like a brief apprenticeship, so to speak.
Yeah. And then I just started doing, which is, it's hard. Editing's hard. It's a proper little job.
It can be quite boring.
It's very boring, especially when you're watching yourself back, and especially boring conversations that we have that I have to try and make interesting.
Well, my idea is, I mean, my philosophy in everything I do in life is throw shit at the wall.
Yeah, see what sticks.
See what sticks. And that's why our vlogs are quite difficult to edit, because I'll just start saying whatever is in my brain. There was one thing that I'm glad did make it into one of our recent vlogs, which was me having a conversation with a little beetle.
Yeah, don't talk about that. It makes you sound like an idiot.
I've got to ask, is it hard? Obviously, you've got a wicked relationship in the banter's class, but is it hard working together? Me and Erkan, that's obviously me fella. I don't know if I've mentioned that. We tried to have like a bit of a business venture at the start of this year. And honestly, it just made us want to chin him all the time, because not only, and I love him, he's so nice, but like when it was a business relationship, I felt like I was also, there's elements of times where I feel like his mother anyway, but then when I was working with him, I was like, now I have to be your boss as well. Like it was just too much. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I can wear all these hats, quite frankly, and still want to shag you.
Wow, we don't do that anymore, so it's fine. Brilliant.
I can't wait to tell Erkan. Everybody's shagging all the time.
Just
and I
once
said
you
not.
Get married.
I still do, just on my own.
No,
so I'm still getting some.
I think how it works for us, I think where we're quite lucky in that sense is that, yeah, I suppose technically this has become a business, but it's not, it doesn't feel like a business. It's not real work, I would say. Like
it's not
doing
a business at all. It's two people pretending.
Well, you know, we do pretend to like each other.
No, it's just sort of make-believe, isn't it? Us pretending to be a business people. We're not. We just make stupid vlogs and people sponsor us. That's it. That's it.
There's a little bit where, you know, to run a YouTube channel, you need to get your sponsors, you need to do certain things, whatever. But it's very low on the business.
We don't turn up to an office. We shoot. And it's mostly us mucking about or me winding you up and have it's just
it is still
fun.
Normal life.
Like, it's just yeah.
Just so, really organic.
It's not a job. It's not working together. It's living together. It's us it's just what we do if there wasn't a camera there.
Why do you think it's been so successful? Do you think obviously you guys are funny, but do you think people are just really nosy? Do you think that's what's done it?
Yeah, I am.
We spoke about that. Do you know one of my favourite things, again, going back to lockdown, you know when everybody was still doing like podcasts and interviews and things, I was like, oh, he's doing an interview for that. I want to see what his kitchen looks like or his, because you could always look at their background and I'd be like, oh, Louis Vuitton book in the background there. I see you.
With your coffee table.
Coffee book. Yeah. I do think there is a bit.
You have a look, you go, I wonder what toaster they've got. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I suppose it's the like 2020s equivalent of curtain twitching, isn't it? Like watching people's YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that.
I love a bit of curtain twitching. It's always something going on.
Guys, I've loved chatting to you in part one. In part two, I have so many more questions to ask. I really need to get some wedding advice. Mine is coming up fast.
Oh, yeah, we've got some advice for you, don't worry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello
Fresh.
Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.